USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is a measure of the rate of rising prices of goods and services in an economy. Inflation can occur when prices rise due to increase in production costs, such as raw materials and wages. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN Sunday says inflation is here to stay through 2022.
Americans haven't seen inflation like we've experienced. On a 12-month basis, the inflation rate will remain high into next year because of what's already happened. The COVID shock to the economy has caused disruptions that we'll be working through over the next year.
Since this time last year, gas has costing us 43% more. Inflation over the years, $1 in 1940, is equivalent to the purchasing power of about $19.59 today. USA Radio News.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book has been released. It's called Radical Nation, and it blows the lid off Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House Press Secretary, Sean learned how Washington really works. Now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax's Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. And get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Tune in to Spicer at 6 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
Let's get an update on President Biden's massive partisan social spending bill. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With a new business week at hand, Democrats are looking to finally close the deal on President Biden's legislative agenda, and it was the aim of a meeting on Sunday in Delaware between Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a Democrat in the Senate who often votes with Republicans, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, the White House saying the three of them had a productive discussion. The meeting coming as Democrats are hoping to finally pass both the bipartisan infrastructure measure and the more partisan social infrastructure bill, which even has Democrats fighting among themselves. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that may be put to rest now as a deal is virtually at hand.
With 90% of the bill agreed to and written.
She was speaking on CNN. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz said on Newsmax Sunday, the nine justices of the U.S. Supreme Court are good and decent people, but they're also political people who at times will base their decision on political factors.
Well, it depends on the time. Bush versus Gore, 5-4, Republicans versus Democrats. Recently, the three Democrats seem to be voting in tandem. Both sides claim they're applying the Constitution. The Heller case is a perfect example. You had two extensive opinions, each citing the history and concluding that clearly their side is right. I want to give good faith to each of the nine justices, most of whom I know and I have known for years. They're good and decent people. They are political people. They were appointed by political presidents. They were appointed in order to achieve political results. Sometimes they follow it, sometimes they don't. I remember President Clinton was very disappointed when the justices he appointed voted against him in the Paula Jones case, and President Trump was very disappointed when the justices that he appointed voted against him. But that's the nature of thing. You put on a robe, yep, and you at least are supposed to be non-political. Yep. Look, I agree with you, though, and I agree with the polls that show that most Americans think that politics plays a role in the Supreme Court. And that's why we have this commission thinking about expanding the Supreme Court, which would be the most political thing you could possibly do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.